We're up to a Vav Amid Aleph. The 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the bottom. Adam Omed al Haiskofa. Person can stand on the, this is the stoop in front of the house, Rashi. Adam Omed al Haiskofa. Notul mi ami ha omed bachutz v'no singa. Ze mokum ptur. The Haiskofa is a mokum ptur. Shehuskru l'mal. This is the fourth Rishus of Shabbos. It's not considered a rishus by itself, insofar that you can carry from it to rishus harabim, or you can carry it from it to rishus hayochid. But the she'eno roch of dalit, the reason it's not considered a rishus by itself, it's not four tefachim wide. It can be 10 miles long, but it's not four tefachim wide. Once something is four tefachim wide and four tefachim long, right, 4 by 4, then it's a rishus. It could either be a rishus hayochid, it could be a carmelis, or whatever, but it's not four tefachim wide, it's not a rishus by itself. Can refer to the kamon. Bottle eight rishus hayochid, eight rishus harabim. Therefore, it's bottle to rishus harabim, rishus hayochid. Not that it's bottle completely and it becomes rishus harabim, or bottle completely and becomes rishus hayochid. It's a makom tur. So you can stand on this makom tur, which is higher than three tefachim in rishus harabim, because it'll be less than three tefachim, then it'll be bottle completely to rishus harabim, be part of the rishus harabim. Once it's more than three tefachim up, so it's no longer considered part of the rishus harabim. And since it's not, what's it called, 4 by 4, so it's considered a makom ptur. So notul mibal habayis, the nosin lo, he's allowed to stand on this stoop and take something from the bal habayis, from rishus hayochid, and bring it onto the stoop. Notul mi ani, the nosin lo, he's allowed to take something from the ani in rishus harabim and give it to him. He's standing here, and he can take from somebody in Rishus Harabim and bring it to the Haiskofa. He can take from somebody in Rishus Hayochid and bring it to the Haiskofa. The Haiskofa is a total makom ptur. Uvilvad shelo yitul mibal habayis v'nosin la'ani. Me'ani v'nosin la'bal habayis. He can't be a clearinghouse, though. He can't take from the ani in Rishus Hayochid, in the ani of Rishus Harabim, take it on to the Haiskofa, and then pass it on to the bal habayis in Rishus Hayochid. Right, that he can't do, even though Mikra Adin is 100% okay, but we're afraid that he'll end up taking from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa, from Rishus HaYochid to HaRabin directly, without stopping in the Haiskofa, and then it'll be Chayiv and Issur D'oraisa. So he's not allowed to take from somebody in Rishus HaYochid, bring it to the Haiskofa, and then give it to somebody in Rishus HaRabin, that not. But he can take it one way, from Rishus HaRabin to the Makom Tur, or from the Makom Tur from Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa. He can put from the Rishus HaPtur into Rishus HaYochid, or from the Makom Ptur into Rishus HaRabim, that's okay. The Imnotel V'Nosson Shloshtem Pturim. But if he did that, if he did take from Rishus HaYochid into the Makom Ptur, and then pass it on to Rishus HaRabim, right, to somebody else, all of them are Potter. Because he took from a Makom Ptur to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and they took from a Makom Ptur to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, and therefore they're all potter. Acherim omrim Haiskofa meshameshes beirish rishuyos. Acherim say no, an Haiskofa is not a Makom Ptur. An Haiskofa, which is, again, the stoop in front of the house, in front of the door, can be one of two rishuyos. Sometimes it's Rishus HaYochid, sometimes it's Rishus HaRabim. Bizman shah pesach pasuah, when the doors open, kilatmin. When the door's open, then that part is buckled to what's inside. It has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Pesach Nol, if the door is closed, Kilachutz. Then it's considered like the Rishus HaRabim. So either this Makom is not a Makom Ptur. Either it's buckled to the Rishus HaRabim, or it's buckled to the Rishus HaYochid. And it depends if the door's open or not. And a Makom Ptur, we'll see, is something else. But not in Haiskofa, that's mamish by on the door, the door stoop. Oh, there's another word for it, the threshold. However, if the Haiskofa was 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, hariza rishus liyatsu, then it's rishus hayochid. Then it's a regular rishus hayochid. Let's see Rashi. Uvilvad shelo yito, the mezalzel bisurei Shabbos lechatchila ligrom hotzoam rishus hayochid sram. Because over there, it's a zilzel in Hilcha Shabbos. Because he's becoming a clearinghouse. He's enabling somebody to take from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa, through this Makom Ptur. Ugzeira, and therefore the Rabbanan answered it, not merely because it's a zilzul, but Ugzeira, dilma osi la kule, u la fuke la hedyum Rishus HaYochid. Since this person is dealing capriciously with kotzor from Rosh Hashanah, even though he's doing it in a permissible way, we're afraid that he's going to come to do it in a way that's not motor. It'll take directly from Rosh Hashanah, not through the asisko. Sometimes this is scope for this threshold is considered Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes consider Rosh Hashanah. At the end of this inyan, the Gemara will explain when it's Rosh Hashanah, when it's Rosh Hashanah. How is Rosh Hashanah? Afal pi shiim Rosh Hashanah, can amin la'el, the gather gavo ayud baruch of Dalet, have Rosh Hashanah, the ein motzim and abayis l'tocha, the kamam forish taima. Now, even though if it's four tvachim wide and four tvachim long, at least, and it's ten tvachim high, it's a bona fide Rosh Hashanah, right, and it's right on the door, on the threshold, so it's right contiguous with another Rosh Hashanah, still you can't take from the house onto that, what's it called, iskofa, and the Gemara will explain later why. Right, that's a din of what's it called, of Erevin, has nothing to do with the whole dins of Adinim of Hotzah. There, we're afraid that since they have two different Rosh Hashanah contiguous to each other, sometimes you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, sometimes you are. Okay. Omar Mar, Zuhi Rosh Hashanah. So the Braisa, explained what Rosh Hashanah is. Lemute Mai, what does that come to exclude? This is Rosh Hashanah, but something else that I would think is Rosh Hashanah is not. Right? Otherwise, you didn't have to say Zuhi Rosh Hashanah Gemura. You should have said what is Rosh Hashanah and explain it. Why did it end off? This is Rosh Hashanah, meaning that you would think something else is, but it's not. What is the something else that we might think is Rosh Hashanah? Lamute Hod Rav Yehuda. So tell me, not like Rav Yehuda. The Tani, yes, Rav Kain Om Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said a big chiddush, right? And over there in what's it called? In, where is this? In Eruvim. What's it called? Rav Yehuda first said one din, what's Rosh Hashanah? And then he said even a bigger chiddush. His bigger chiddush is the following. Vishi Yeshlo Shnei Batin, Vishnei Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Person has two houses. It doesn't have to be his, but it belongs to two people. Yeah, or you have a case of two houses on opposite sides of the street. Okay? You have a house over here and a house over here. And across the street is Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah is even 16 amas wide, Nikur Hadid. Okay? Midrabon and Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer, they can only be the most 13 and a third. Amos. But even if it would be Mamash or Rosh Hashanah Arabin, 16 Amos, and there'd be 600,000 people walking through. Okay? Doesn't make a difference. So you have here a Mechitza. The facade of this house is a Mechitza, and the facade of this house is a Mechitza. Even though there's a Rosh Hashanah Arabin in between, these two Mechitzas make a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Everything in the middle is considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Even though it's open on this side and open on that side, right? He holds that Shnei Mechitzos is a Rosh Hashanah Deoraisa. You don't need three, you surely don't need four mechitzas. All you need is two mechitzas, one opposite the other, to make this area Rosh Hashanah. Even though there's a rabbin that walks through, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Osa Lechi, and in order that it shouldn't be something that's astounding, right? You have people walking through here, and this is considered Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, necessitated a lechi mikan, the lechi mikan, you need a lechi, Rashi says, at the ends of each of one side of the street of the house to make a hecker that this to remember that there's two mechitzas here. So we make you put up a post, okay, that's 10 tefachim high, and the lechi could be of any thickness. It's just a sign, a reminder that there's two mechitzas over here. That and with that you can carry in between the houses. In that street. Lechi mikan, or kora mikan, the kora mikan, or either a lechi, which is a vertical stick, or a kora, which is a horizontal stick, right? You put that on one of the, what's it called, one of the walls of the house, right, horizontally, and that's also a heker. That reminds me, when I see that this is a Rosh Hashanah. The nosin benson. You can carry as much as you want in the area between the two houses. So the Chachamim said to him, no, you can't make an Eruv and make a Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah like that. Right? That's not a Rosh Hashanah. Ba'amai korile gemura. Why do they call that a Rishus HaYochid Gemura? Zehu Rishus HaYochid Gemura. As opposed to the other one is not, Mal Desema. Ki pligi rabbonin alein Rabbi Yehuda v'lo havi Rishus HaYochid. Hani mili letalta. Aval lizrok modu leikam ashvon. Because when they tell me only this is a Rishus HaYochid Gemura, only this is at all Rishus HaYochid. In other words, the one where it has four mechitzas, it's ten tefachim and four by four. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda's case is not a Rishus HaYochid at all. Meaning, it's not only not a Rishus HaYochid le kula that you can't carry here. But it's not a Rishus HaYochid that even if you throw something from the Rishus HaRabim into here, right, you're not going to be Chayiv Min HaTorah. Because we might think that even the Rabbanan agreed that this is really Rishus HaYochid, that the Rabbanan were machmir not to consider Rishus HaYochid. But if you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into it, you're going to be chayiv min haTorah, because min haTorah, this is Rishus HaYochid, even according to the Rabbanan. Kamash Malan, no, this is not a Rishus HaYochid at all. Only the other one is Rishus HaYochid Gemura. This is Rishus HaYochid, not Gemura. It's completely not Rishus HaYochid. Okay. Rashi. Lechi Mikan v'lechi Mikan. Vishtei, no. Vishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Zu keneged zu. One opposite the other. Okay, there's another possibility where you have them not zu keneged zu, but where they're on the side, one on the side of the other, and the Rishus HaRabim goes this way between them or whatever. That's a different thing. But then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, you have a mechitza that's facing one the other, even across the Rishus HaRabim, those two mechitzas make the area in between Rishus HaYochid. Okay. Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan b'shtei peos shel echad min habatim on the two corners of one of the houses leheker bi'alma, and this is only rabbinic. The fact that you need these two posts is only a rabbinic thing to make an obvious sign, right? The kesover of Yehuda beis mechitzas havrishus hayobin reisher. Yehuda holds that two mechitzas, one opposite the other, make the area between them rishus hayochid min haTorah. V'ha'ika shtei mechitzas ma'alisa mechitzas shel beis batim. You have two mechitzas. So why do you need these extra posts? That's only a hecker. It's only that it should point you out. It should realize that this is Rishus HaYochid. Now the same. Maki kliyi rabon aleder of Yehuda b'braisa. B'amri ein ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim b'kach. L'mehev Rishus HaYochid. Honi mi l'taltul she'en mutu l'taltul b'socha. K'diktoni ein ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim b'kach. V'gozer bo mishum d'domi l'Rishus HaRabim. It didn't say, this is Rishus HaYochid Gemura. I might think the other one is really a Rishus HaYochid min haTorah, except for Rabbanim were machmer that it doesn't look like a Rishus HaYochid, even with the post, and therefore they didn't permit you to what's it called to carry within that Rishus HaYochid, that real Rishus HaYochid, which looks like Rishus HaRabim. But it's really Rishus HaYochid. So if you carry from Rishus HaRabim into there, you're going to be chay, or you threw into there from Rishus HaRabim. Mashmalah, no. And I think Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that really Mikra Adin is Rishus HaYochid, except the Rabbanan were mach, we're not going to let you carry there. But if you carried from Rishus HaRabim into there, you're going to be Chayiv Min HaTorah. Kamash Lon, Gemura, Kolomer, Zuhi Shenigmaru Minyan HaMechitzos Shela. This one that has four Mechitzas, three Mechitzas, we'll see. This is what's it called, the one that's Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, Gemura. This is a finished Rishus HaYochid. Sheyesh lo mechitzas mikol tzad, that has mechitzas on all sides, kigon choritz, the chen geder, like a ditch or a wall. Damrina midalit stodim, good asik, mipnei mechitza al rosho, v'nimza rosho mukov midalit stodim. And we say that what's it called, that the mechitzas, once they're 10 tefachim, go all the way up, right, and a choritz, even though it's below ground level. But it's a ditch all the way around. We say the walls of the ditch go up indefinitely, and it's like you're being surrounded by four mechitzas. The chalol of dalit, and the space in between is dalit al dalit. Avod Rabbi Yehuda lo nigmaru mechitzas shelo. But Rabbi Yehuda is not a Rishus HaYochid Gemura, where the mechitzas are finished off. Leminya. And there's not enough of them. The lav Rishus HaYochid, because not Rishus HaYochid, even lekula. In other words, if you carry from the Rishus HaRabim into there, you're not going to be chayiv min haTorah. Okay, let's go on. Omar Mar. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim lemutei mai. Now we have the case of Rishus HaRabim. What? And it says, then it ends up, this is Rishus HaRabim. So what does that come to exclude? What's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that I would think is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but the Braisa comes to tell me, no, this is only Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and what you would think is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not. Vamutei Idoch Rabbi Yehuda. The other case of Rabbi Yehuda. Tishman Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hoysa Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Nifas Kwasan, Yisal Kenu Litzvodim. Okay, the Chachamim Romerim Eno Tzorech. What's the case? The case like this. This is the case is Pasei Biros. Pasei Biros is the following. You have in the middle of a desert or something like that, an oasis. And the place of the oasis itself is the Rosh HaYochid, right? It's a bore that has four mechitzas around it, right? And it's a Rosh HaYochid, and it's in the middle of Rosh HaRabbim. Okay. So the Rabbanan permitted in that situation to put up four poles all around this bore, this oasis, right? And that's considered mechitzos that make the area from the poles till the oasis Rosh HaYochid. Okay? It's a kula that you don't need actual mechitzas. It's these four poles create Rosh HaYochid. Right? The Gemara says, what's it over there? It could be you need the diumdin, which means that it goes this way, a corner piece. And the corner piece, the mechitza extends from here and extends from that side, right, minat Torah, and it's considered like it's completely closed in. The mechitzas extend halachically, okay, from that corner piece. So that makes a Rosh HaYochid, right, of an area where you can bring your animals now close to the oasis and take from the water in the oasis to the bank, which is now Rosh HaYochid. Because if it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have these poles, then as soon as the oasis ended, the walls of the bank are already Rosh HaRabbim, or at least a carnalis. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the area around the oasis was a Rosh HaRabbim, not a carnalis, then they didn't permit you to take these poles and make it into Rosh HaYochid. Right, from a Rosh HaRabbim, to be somech on these poles to be considered a mechitza, that they didn't do. If it was a carnalis, then they permitted you to put up these poles and to convert the carnalis into Rosh HaYochid. But they didn't permit you to convert a Rosh HaRabbim into this. So you have to go on the side where there's not the Rosh HaRabbim and put the poles there, not in a place where there's Rosh HaRabbim. And the Chachamim Aleinu Tzorech, the Rabbanim were makel even an actual Rosh HaRabbim, that you're allowed to put up these poles, and it becomes a Rosh HaYochid. And that's what it says. So it says that's a Rosh HaRabbim, but not what Rabbi Yehuda says, that if the Rosh HaRabbim has these four poles around it, right, that it's also Rosh HaRabbim. No. Even there, it's not considered Rosh HaRabbim, it's considered Rosh HaYochid, in this case of Pasei Biros. V'amai korele Gemura, why is it called Rosh HaRabbim Gemura? Right, this is Rosh HaRabbim Gemura, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. I need a Tana Reisha Gemura, Tani Nami Sefer. Anyone has no reason to say Gemura. This is the way Rashi learned Gemura means. This is the one that has the full amount of mechitzas, not this. Here it's the opposite, right? You don't want mechitzas. So, since it said Gemura in the Reisha, it said Gemura in the Sefer too. Okay, let's see Rashi. Nifas Kosan, the Pasei Biros, Peterek Sheni De'irivin. De'kilu Chachom Mishum Oli Regalim. The bor b'shus harabim, you have a bor in b'shus harabim, v'habor atzmo b'shus hayochid, and the bor itself is four tefachim by four tefachim, right, and it has walls, it's deep, 10 tefachim, so it's a b'shus hayochid. Shia muka yod rechav adalim, v'hamamali mitocho miniach al sfas achayim. If you draw water from the bor and put it on the bank of the bor, yuchayim, being motzim b'shus hayochid, b'shus harabim. V'hekilu chachomim lasos dalit pasim, right, u'beinehem yod amos, and the Rabbanim were makel to take four corner pieces, and between them can be even up to 10 amos, right? The Havi Chalola Rosh HaYochid, and then the area enclosed in those four posts is considered Rosh HaYochid, and then Lamalos Min HaBor, so in order you can take from the bor and put it on the bank, because the bank now is enclosed by these four passes. The Kamar of Yehudim, Hoysa Derech Rosh HaRabbim Nifas Kosan, Yisal Kenu Beinayim. However, if there was a pathway that was Rosh HaRabbim that went through where the area that you're putting these four, in other words, if you put them just on the ends of the bore, so the boar stops any Rishus HaRabim. But if you put it far enough away from the boar, that, what's it called, that there's a whole street that goes through them, then you have to reposition the post, so they don't, what's it called, the Rishus HaRabim doesn't go through them. Because the Rishus HaRabim, the Derech HaRabim is Mevatel, these Mechitzas. But they don't exist, because there's a Rabim going through them. The Horsam Raminon, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the Le'el, the Chora, this contradicts what Rabbi Yehuda said before. Because if you have two Mechitzas, one opposite and a Rishus HaRabim going between them, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabim does not Mevatel Mechitzas. The fact that there's a Rishus HaRabim in between does not take away the what's it called, the Rishus HaYochid from between the two houses on the opposite side of the street. The Omer Nosim and Nosim Be'emtza. The law also Rabim Mevatel Mechitzas. Rabbonin Ad Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin over there hold that it does, is Mevatel Mechitzas. And here they hold it doesn't. So we have the opposite case. The Rabbi Yehuda before who said a Rishus HaRabim that goes through two Mechitzas isn't Mevatel the, what's it called, the Mechitzas, and the Rabbanon hold it does, and here they say the opposite. Here the Rabbanon say the Rishus HaRabim is not Mevatel these Mechitzas, and Rabbi Yehuda says it does. Right? Umashi Ninin Lon. Rashi didn't think it important enough to tell us what they say over there, so we're not going to go into it. So, what's it called? Over there in the Gemara, Erevin asks the question, the Gemara gives an answer. Eino Tzorech, V'hainu Diktani, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim, Avol Hiluch D'Rabim, Labein HaPasin, Mohavi Rishus HaRabim. This is Rishus HaRabim. But the case where you might think, like Rabbi Yehuda, that where the Rabbin goes through these Mechitzas, that's also Rishus HaRabim, it's not. However, the Ika Shom Dalad Mechitzas. Since there's four Mechitzas, it's Bevatel the Rishus HaRabim. Umayta Mura, Halekala Meimer Mahal Desema Kedle'el. The Ika Ratsiyosa Mishum Vatalpa Besoch. Over there, you put up these posts specifically to be able to carry. Right before we said it's Gemura, meaning over here it's a complete Rishus HaYochid, and the other one is not a Rishus HaYochid at all, even the Chumrah. You can't say that over here. Here it's really a Rishus HaYochid, but what's it called? You can't carry there. Right? But it's really Rishus HaYochid, because here the purpose you put up these things is to carry. It has nothing to do with the Chumrah. It's for sure to carry in the needle. The Kamri Rabbanan of Sarech, the Rishus HaYochid, he afilu taltel, the Koshkein, the Azorik, the Tokum, Rishus HaRab, Mechai. You can even carry there, surely, if you carry there from Rishus HaRab, you chai. Okay, let's go on. Omar Mar, Im Hotzi, no, we're there yet, wait for it. Omar Mar, Zuhi Rishus HaRabin, no. Now, the last of Nami Midbar, tell me also that a Midbar is also Rishus HaRabin, a what's it called, a desert is a Rishus HaRabin. Johatanya, Ezeh Rishus HaRabim. What is Rishus HaRabim? Sratya, Uplatya. Again, these highways that go from city to city. Platya, the town square. Gedola, Umavos HaMufuloshim. And inside the city, the streets that go from end to end of the city without obstruction. The Hamidbar, and the desert, is also a Rishus HaRabim. So why didn't the Brisa before say desert? Amrabai Elokasha. When was a Midbar a Rishus HaRabim? When Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. Then it was Rishus HaRabim. What's it called? Tosa says that from here is a little bit of a proof that you need 600,000 people to Rishus HaRabim. Because Lechora, what do I need to be told that when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar was Rishus HaRabim? They're not in the Midbar anymore. Right? So why tell me that? What's the purpose of it? Right? Why tell me something historical? The answer is that it tells me, Halacha Tosa says, that if you have 600,000 people in a place, that makes it Rishus HaRabim. Without 600,000 people, it's not. So when the Klais were in the Midbar, and there were 600,000 people traveling that Midbar, then it was Rishus HaRabim. If there wasn't 600,000 people, then it wasn't. And if we have time today, we'll discuss that condition and all the other conditions of Rishus HaRabim. Not, we'll leave it till tomorrow. But in any case, we'll see. So Rashi learns, Bisman Shah Yisrael B'Midbar Hashiva Rishus HaRabim. When Yisrael were in the Midbar, it's considered Rishus HaRabim. Bisman Hazeh Eino Mokum Hiluch HaRabim. Today, the Rabim doesn't go into the Midbar. We'll see why not. Right? Anybody can go into the Midbar. But people don't travel in the Midbar. There are no, Kvishim Slulim, paved roads, right, that go into the Midbar. The holche midbar is lo shchicha. It's not shchia for caravans go through the midbar, but it's not rabbin that mamish go through the midbar. That's how the Rashi learns. The Rambam learns just the opposite. This manchi Israel were in the midbar. The midbar was not considered shusha rabbin. If that's the case, then how do we learn all the halachos from the Mishkan, right, in the midbar, if it wasn't shusha rabbin? That will answer. But now, this man hazeh, when Klai Yisrael not in the midbar, anybody can go into the midbar. Then it was a closed thing. Right? It was a closed club, the midbar. It was only Klai Yisrael, so people couldn't get through. They were obstructing the midbar, right, where they were. But this man hazeh, the midbar is open to everybody, that today it's Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam holds that a midbar today is Rosh Hashanah. In the time of Klai Yisrael in the midbar, that midbar was not Rosh Hashanah. And a lot of questions have to be answered, but that's the Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Omar Mar. Im hotzi vehichnis v'shoge v'chayiv chatas, the nezer onish koris, the nisko. So we have now, the Braisa said that if you carry from Shusha Rabin to Shayochid or vice versa, if you do it v'shoge v'chayiv chatas, and if you do v'nezer, your onish is koris, right? If you weren't warned, right? Or if there weren't any witnesses, and if there are witnesses and you were warned, you get skila. So Mor says v'shoge v'chayiv chatas pshita. What's the chiddush over here? You do any malacha on Shabbos, you chayav achatas. Why have to tell me specifically that if you're over the isser of hotzah and hachnasa, you chayav achatas? The mezer onish koris the niskos richly. There's no chiddush in the fact that you chayav achatas if you carry on Shabbos. The chiddush is that the mezer you chayav skil. Hanami pshita. We know that all the malachas of Shabbos, right? You chayav skil if there's edim and hasra, and you chayav koris if there's no Edim and Asra, and you're chayiv achatas b'shogeg. So why is the chiddush that you're chayiv skila bigger chiddush than you're chayiv achatas? It applies to all malachas. Why mentioned over here specifically? Hakamashmurim, kederav. The Omer Rav, motzasi Megillah Storim de Rabbi Chiya. I found a Megillah Storim. Rashi explains, see, a Megillah Storim was, before they had the hetter of writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, you weren't allowed to write it down. I had to remain oral. But if somebody needed a memory aid for his own personal use, he was allowed to write down notes, but not publicize. Nobody else could read. He could use it for his own memory aid. He was allowed to write notes. So I found, he said, a Megillah Storim, somebody's private notebook, right, in the house of Rabbi Chiya, the Kasubba, and it was written in there a note that he kept for himself. What did it say? Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda said, Avos Malachos Arboim Chasar Achas, the Eino Chayiv Alachas. In that notebook, I found the following cryptic note. It said that the Malachas of Shabbos are 40 minus 1, and you're only Chayiv 1. Eini, so that couldn't mean, so obviously he wrote it in a cryptic way, right, so only he would understand. It was a good memory aid for him, but he wasn't allowed to write it down that anybody else should understand it, because that would be writing down Torah Shabbal Peh. So you can't understand it literally. We have a Mishnah that says, Avos Malachas Arboim Chasar Achas, Behadinen Ba Minyan Alomali. The Mishnah says later on, right, in Klal Gadol, that the number of Malachas is 40 minus 1. Right? And the Gemara over there says, why do I need 40 minus 1? Count them, you'll know how many there are. It lists all the Malachas there. So count them, you'll know how many. Why did the Mishnah have to tell me there's 40 minus 1? Right? The Omer of Yochanan, Shemason, Kulam, Behelamachas, Chayav HaKolachasai. You did them all with one forgetting. You forgot it was Shabbos. And you did all 39 malachas. So you're chayav 39 chatos. Each malacha is a separate din by itself, and therefore it told you the number to tell me that you're going to be chayav 39 chatos. So it can't be the Eino Chayav Ale Achas, that there's 39 malachas, you're only chayav 1. You are chayav 39 if you do all of them. So what does it mean you're only chayav 1? Ela Eima, what he meant to write, right, he wrote it in a cryptic way that he would know, right, but it could be understood that way too. Eino chayav al achas mehen. On one of them, you're not chayav skila. Tosus points out, it doesn't mean you're not chayav achatas. Here would be a malacha that you're chayav achatas if you do it b'shogeg, but if you do it b'mezid with edim and hasra, you're not going to get skila. It's an exception to the rule. This is one malacha that you don't get skila for. But you do are chayav achatas. So the Braisa told me, this is one of them that we don't have a safek on. Hotzah, even though it's a malacha gerua, and I might even think that this is the one, here it is, because Hotzah, right, we said in the beginning of the Masechta, is not such a strong malacha, because it didn't change anything. So here I would say right away, if there's one that you're not chayiv skil on, it must be Hotzah. So the Braisa came and told me, no, you should know, Hotzah is not one of the ones that were Sufik, it's one of the other 38. But it's not this one. This one for sure you're chayiv skil also. Okay. Rashi. Chayiv chatzis pshita, kiva de tana chad reshus hayochid, v'chad reshus haradim, nisnei stama, v'im hotzi, v'hichnis chayiv. And I'll know, v'ani yodana, de shigigoso chatzis, v'ashabas don't know korisim. Right, if it say chayiv, I would know that if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayiv chatzis, and if you did it b'mezer, you're chayiv skila, or koris. Right, so why do you have to tell me specifically what punishment you get? Upon nami pshita, de b'hasroa skila, mekudim b'koshish. We know that you're chayiv, when you're chayiv, on Shabbos, if you did b'mezer, b'hasroa, you're chayiv skila. So why does it have to be so specific and tell me what you're chayiv? Megillah story, she's tirua mifnei shalom nitna likosin. They hid it. He hid it because you're not allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh at that time. We're still us to write it down. Only in the time of Rebbe, and even according to the Rambam, even later than that. Rebbe never wrote down the Mishnah, according to the Rambam. Rebbe just compiled the Mishnah. But even in Rebbe's time, Rebbe Arnossi's time, it wasn't written down. It was only written down generations later. But Rashi seems to say that Rebbe was the one who actually permitted the Mishnah to be written, not just compiled. So he wrote it. Sheshomim divrei yochid chadoshim, she'enam nishnim beis medrash. What happened, though, when they heard somebody say something, right, that wasn't discussed in the beis medrash, so they wanted to remember it, right, but they weren't allowed to write it down completely. The kosvin also, they were allowed to write it, shlo yisachu, they were allowed to write it for their own personal memory aid, right, for their own personal use. Well, Masfir and some again, they had to hide it. That shouldn't become something that people learn from by reading. Right? The main idea, you can't write Torah Shabbat Peh. People should learn from a written text. But you can use it as a memory thing for yourself. So they had to hide it away and write it just for themselves. And we see they wrote it in a cryptic way, that even for themselves it only served as a note, not as mamash writing it down completely. Eino chayiv ala achas, hash mashma, no. Yeah, in the song, behelem echad, shalom nodolo ben kolachas la'achas shechota, eino chayiv ala achas. Techol chil d'shabes, guf echad shal aveiru. It seems from what he wrote, that if you did all the 39 malachas in one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatas. That's not true. Minyan alamali, because the Mishnah said to the Therish, that 39 malachas, even though you could count them, the reason it said 39, Lisme avos malachas azorei choresh, lamali lashmina minyan, hamani milvaso, list them all. Why have to tell me the number? Chayiv akolachas vachas, to tell me that you're chayiv for each one. Ubala hodienu, skumachatos, shodam chayiv, bisurei Shabbos. Why don't you come and tell me the total amount that you could be chayiv, the most you could be chayiv, if you do malacha all day, without remembering that it's Shabbos. Or remembering that these are malachos, behelem echad, vashmina mem chasarachasein, the sulot. The most you'll be chayiv is 39. Shafilu also told Oseini Mohen, eno maybe I told the hechad asoim avia. And the chiddush is that if you did one malacha with many of its toldos, you only chayiv one chatas for all the toldos and the malach itself. Because when you do an av and its tolda, you only chayiv one. But if you do a different av, then you chayiv another chatas. So there's only 39 avos. All the other malachas you could possibly do are toldos of those 39. So if you do a million malachas on Shabbos, you can only be chayiv 39 chatos because they all are either avos or they're toldos of the, what's it called, of the 39. And you're not chayiv for a tolda, only for an av, right, when you do the av and the tolda together. The havalei ko'osu v'chozavos, like you do the same thing, repeat it. The kulei chad averu, so you the same av 10 times, in one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatas. You do a different av, you chayiv as many chatos as you do different avos. But different toldos is a repetition of the same av, it's like doing the same av over again, you only chayiv one chatas for that. Eino chayiv al achas mehen, achas yesh bohen, she'eino chayiv aleho. There's one that you won't be chayiv on misa. And Tosa says the same thing, only misa, you're going to be chayiv a chatas. Everybody agrees it's 39 chatos, not only 38. But the mice of Nisa you're not going to get. You're going to be chayiv a chatas b'shoge, but not Nisa if you did it b'mezer. The lo pirish ezehi, and what's it called? He didn't say which one it is. The ashmein and tan the mas Nisa and tan in this call the whole tzav achnosa mihat the lo besapkini. So the Mishnah comes to tell me that this is one that there's no doubt about. You're chayiv skila if you carry on Shabbos. The alzu lo omer isi ben yuda. For this isi ben yuda didn't say, and this seems to support the Ramban. You learn that hotzav. There's a malacha geruah. The shayla, what things are chayiv skila, chayiv nisa? Dafka, the more serious averus of chayiv nisa,
right? Or maybe no, just the opposite. It's the more simple aveiras that you may not keep if you didn't get warned that you get to Misa, right? So it could be that even a simple aveira, it's no raya that something is a serious aveira, the fact that you get Misa, because it could be the Torah gave you Misa to emphasize the fact that even though you think that this is not such a big deal, we're going to give you Misa as a deterrent. There's a Ramban like that. It says that, what's it called, that it's possible that Chiyuve Misa don't show that the aveira is a chomer aveira. Because it could be that you got Misa because it's not so chomer. The case where, what's it called, Eidim Zomini. If they actually killed the guy, they don't get Misa. If they didn't kill him, they do. Some say the reason is, that's why you don't give an ondish for a kal v'chomer. Because it could be that the Torah B'davka gave the ondish Misa because this thing is light, but if it would be more serious, it wouldn't get an ondish Misa. There, the Misa couldn't be Mechaper or whatever. So here it seems like that if Otzah is a Malacha Garua, why is this one of them that you're not, there's no Sophic at all? Because it's the opposite. Where do you need a Chiyuv Misa where it's not so strict? Then you need the Chiyuv Misa. When something very strict, you don't need the Chiyuv Misa. So it could be Dafka because Otzah is a Malacha Garua, that this is one that there's no doubt on for sure. Here you get Chiyuv.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Svara, what's a Svara in the Pasuk? What's the idea behind it? It seems to be totally irrational. One of the svaras is that, what's it called, that here it's too serious an aveira to get a kapara. Right? That's one of the svaras of why it's kasher zon v'lo kasher.